So Sheni Avayra, we have the Yichus of Moshe and Aaron, and of course to get there, you know, just without skipping over and in any sense degrading the first two Shvatim, so we have, you know, Reuven and Shimon, and then we have Levi, but we don't just have Levi and, let's say, you know, Levi's children, Gershon, Kahas, and Merari, and then, of course, you could say, hey, Kahas at Amram, and Amram at Moshe at Aaron, but we have a more extensive presentation of Yichuseihem shall shave at Levi. The Ramban notes this, and the Sforno amplifies it, and I think it's actually very much sort of corroborates a certain sheet that the Rambam had. So the Ramban wrote, V'hiskir b'vnei Levi l'toldosam, k'ruvin v'shimalo hiskir rak yorde mitzrayim imayim, uv'levi yaskir l'toldosav. Right, all of them, right? Not just Gershon, Kahas, and Merari, but of course the children of each of them. Ushnosav etoldos avos anaviim, ushnosam lichvodam. V'od ki heim be'atzman chasidei elyon ruuyin l'saper bahen ka'avos ha'olam. Right, Levi's children and descendants are on a different madrega. They deserve, you know, special mention in the Torah. The Sforno develops the idea even further, as we said, you know, that, you know, first you don't want to denigrate Reuven, Bechor, Yisrael, V'layu, Mitzatzav, Anashim, Ru'im, Likare, B'shem, Zulasi, Banav, Anizkarim, Shahayu, Michal, Shivim, Nefesh, Ekvar, Mesu, right? V'chein, Hayab, Mibnei, Shimon, Aval, Levi, Sherech, Yami, Malkulam, that's a tradition that Levi was the last of all of the Shiftei Kod that died. Gidel, Gam, is B'nei, Banav, Lahavin, Ulahoros. So the longevity of Levi wasn't just, you know, a sort of interesting genealogical fact, but that he, you know, really devoted himself, even in his, you know, Ode Nuvun B'Seva years, much like his father, I would note, who learned with Ephraim in his golden years. So Gidel Gam has been a Bonav Lohavin Ulahoros, V'chein Kahasu Amram, Be'ofen Shiyatsu Mehem Moshe V'Aaron and Miriam. But it wasn't an accident that Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam came out of, you know, Amram and Yocheved, but it was a family tradition. So the point is that Levi's, you know, commitment to the family and to the Masorah, which was, you know, his raison d'etre in the last number of years of his life, right, had an enormous impact on the future of the family and on how the family was able to, you know, succeed in terms of, you know, their special mission. What would later be said, Yorumish Batech Yaakov V'Soras Chal Yisrael, was the, you know, message that Levi sent through his own life, and then he communicated a certain family tradition, what we would call the Beis HaLevi, as it is, you know, L'Dorei Doros. And this is actually, I think, highly confirmational of a certain view that the Rambam has. It's hard to know what the Rambam's makor is, but the Rambam says, before Yaakov passed away, right, he took Levi, Uminuhu Rosh, he appointed him to be the head of the family, you know, to preserve the tradition, Vez Brischa Yin Soru, both in terms of Bris Mila and the Midbar, but more broadly, and that's why the beginning of Sefer Shmos, we already have the distinguishing features of Aaron Achicha HaLevi, and of course, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is the Aliyah where it becomes clearest. So, you know, the Rambam's Shita, which is that Levi was chosen, you know, Adayin Bechaye Yaakov Avinu, you could see here that Levi really took that mantle very, very seriously, took that responsibility very seriously. And therefore, you know, we have not just the genealogy in the minimal sense like we have for Reuven and Shimon, but as the Torah tells us, Ve'ela Shmos b'nei Levi l'toldosam, the extensive presentation of the Beis HaLevi, as the Sforno says, Gidol Gam is b'nei banav lahavin ulahoros.